Let's play Stump the Chef. I hit the post. Kevin, I hit the post. Just want to let you know I hit the post. Yeah, there we go. Mike Wolfgang, Chicago Pitmaster for City Barbecue with five locations. I gave you an extra one. I'm thinking about opening one myself. You're in Downers Grove, Deerfield, Orland Park, Vernon Hills, and Park Ridge. And first of all, let's talk about a couple things that you guys are working on. You have an opportunity here for people to buy a meal for a healthcare worker, right?
Yeah, so what we're doing is anytime anyone orders online or if they do walk in, because we are still offering takeout and curbside, we have the option to donate $5 to Healthcare Hero is what we're calling it. And then what we end up doing is we're partnering with local hospitals around the Chicago area, and then we will go in with our catering team and then feed them with that donated money directly.
Oh, that's awesome. And it's $5 you're asking for as a donation?
Correct. And we, and the 100% of those proceeds go to feeding healthcare workers in the Chicago area.
That's right. Okay, great. And $5 actually buys one meal per healthcare worker, it says right here. So that's
correct.
Awesome.
Correct.
Yeah. All right. And let's talk a little bit about Easter, because Easter is right around the corner here. And, you know, it's going to be a different kind of Easter this year, I think, for a lot of people. Many people are going to be cooking at home where they would normally be going over to friends or family or out to an Easter brunch or something like that, or an Easter dinner. And this is going to create, I think, tension in the house. There's already tension in the house. Now there's going to be more tension in the house. You guys have a plan for that, don't you?
Yeah, so we offer smoked hams that people can pick up the day before Easter. They can either pick it up cold or hot. We include reheating and carving instructions. We also offer sides for them to take home as well. So that way, if you are not culinary inclined, or if it is your first Easter at home, we try to take care of all that for you. It's a beautiful hickory smoked ham that we smoke in the restaurants for like 10 hours. And it comfortably feeds about 12 people with plenty of leftovers. So not only can you eat it for Easter, but then you can have it for the next day and the day after that, and, you know, use it in all the ways to clean out your pantry.
All right. Well, let's meet our contestant. Brent is our contestant. Brent, say hello to Mike. Mike, say hello to Brent.
Hey, Brent. How's it going, man?
I'm good. How are you, Mike?
All right. Now, let's find out what Brent had in his cupboard that he wants to make tonight. Not exactly sure how to do it because he's adding a wild card ingredient. This is my favorite part of Stump the Chef, is the wild card, because sometimes it's chickpeas, which every chef is knocked out of the park when you bring up a chickpea, and the water chestnuts, for some reason, very popular in the wild card because everybody's got them and nobody knows why. All right, Brent, what do you got?
Sure. So, yeah, I mean, you know, we've got not too many options left around the house right now. We're trying to avoid, you know, trips to the grocery store. So we've got some extra pork chops. We've got a lot of brown rice. And my kids love pancakes, so we actually have a lot of pancake mix, like buttermilk pancake mix. And I've been trying to think if there's some way that I can, you know, kind of combine the three into something that's edible and hopefully more than that, you know, something delicious.
No worries. Hey, do you have any, like, fruit on hand, like an apple?
Yes, we do have some fresh apples.
Beautiful. So, first thing that comes to mind would be, like, a roasted pork chop, you know, like, rub it in your seasoning choice or salt and pepper, you know, sear it in a pan for 2 to 3 minutes, then pop it in the oven. While that's going on, peel and core an apple whole. And then you can slice that, kind of thin, like, say, quarter of an inch thick slices. That way they have, like, that nice circular hole thing. Make your pancake batter. And then you can dip the apples in that. And you kind of want the pancake batter to be the consistency of, you know, like, not too thick that it's super gummy, but you want the batter to actually stick to the apple. Like, shake out that extra pancake batter so that way it doesn't just clump in the pan. And then you want to fry those, almost make like apple pancakes, because apples and pork just go amazing together. And then about 2 to 3 minutes on each side until it's brown. I mean, you say your kids love pancakes, and I'm sure you know how to cook a pancake probably better than me at this point. You know, until it's nice and brown, until it gets all toasty. And then with that brown rice, you know, cook it. Do you have chicken stock by any chance, like box chicken stock or anything like that?
We do. Yeah, we do actually. Yeah.
Beautiful. So cook brown rice and chicken stock just to give it some flavor, and let that and like set that to the side. Follow the instructions on your brown rice, and then when those pork chops are done and you pull them out of the oven, you have like all that seasoning and all that deliciousness in the bottom of the pan. So pull the pork chops out, let it rest, you know, let them rest for like 5, 10 minutes or so, and fry rice in directly in that pan. So like you take your brown rice that's cooked, and then you just want to add like a little bit of butter and oil, and then fry it. So that way you take that rice to the next level. You add like that seasoning and that porky deliciousness that's in the bottom of your pan, and that kind of gives it like that texture. So then you have like a almost like a apple pancake and like pork and pancakes kind of savory dish with a little bit of sweet.
Oh, how about that? That's pretty good, Brent.
That sounds great. I could turn that into brunch or dinner. That all sounds great.
Yeah, exactly. And then like the hardest part of that is going to be coring the apple. Because you want to core it whole, but you could just do that by like cutting two circles on the top and the bottom of the apple, and then you just physically push that core out, and that'll be like that's like the hardest technique that you'd probably have to encounter. Other than that, you know, making rice and pancakes and roasting the pork chop.
I had no idea what you were going to do with the pancake mix. That was an excellent solution there. And Brent, the kids are already happy and hungry. That's what I can tell right there. Brent, thanks very much.
Right.
Appreciate it. Hey, I want to ask you really quickly, Chef, before we let you go. We were talking about pork, and you said salt and pepper. Do you also think, obviously, since you guys, you're the pit masters, so there's often a barbecue-y kind of feel to what you do. What's a good dry rub, or do you prefer wet? What is your best way for kicking up pork to make it barbecue taste?
Anytime you want to create your own rub, and then if you have the ability to smoke, I mean, we are getting, you know, nicer outside, so if you have a grill, you could always smoke those pork chops on low heat, but any sort of rub that has, you know, obviously salt and pepper base, that's the most traditional. And then you can add things like a little bit of paprika, cayenne, brown sugar to kind of give it a little bit of sweetness. Mm-hmm. But the best part about barbecue and just cooking in general is you, like, find the flavors that you love and that you love to cook with, and then you just create your own rub based on that. So anytime, like, I'm a big, like, spice person, so I love, like, I add a lot of extra cayenne and red chili flake to pretty much anything I do just because I love that, like, spice. But some people really love to do, like, the other side of that with the sweetness. So then you can add a little more brown sugar. You could even add molasses. And then you just want to make sure that whatever you are grilling, roasting, smoking is just evenly covered. Like, if you think that you've seasoned it enough, you haven't seasoned it enough, and if you think you've over-seasoned it, then you've seasoned it properly. Because you figure, like, in the cooking process, and then, you know, just in the transfer of the pan to the plate, like, you're going to lose some of that seasoning. So if, as long as you feel like, oh, I probably over-seasoned it, that's honestly probably the best, like, that's the perfect amount of seasoning.
Yeah, you know, Chef, I've always argued that, but sometimes the people eating my food, friends or family, they're like, you over-season that. So I'm heavy-handed, my friend. Let me, before we let you go, there's all these smoke products, you know, like smoke, it's like a liquid that you can put in. Do those make a difference?
You can kind of tell the difference. I mean, liquid smoke's a good substitute. Like, say, if you want to make some ribs or, like, make a pork shoulder, but you don't have the access to a smoker, and say you live in an apartment, right, you can add a little bit of liquid smoke to that and then, like, foil, like, cover your pan so that way, like, whatever you're smoking it in, like a roasting pan, and add a little bit of water in that liquid smoke, and it's going to give you that smoke flavor, but it's no substitute for, you know, like, the real deal.
Right.
But in a pinch, and if you only have an oven and you kind of want that barbecue feel, bake it.
There you go.
You know, with a little bit of water and that liquid smoke, and it's going to impart that smoke flavor into it.
Great. Mike Wolfgang, Chicago Pitmaster for City Barbecue. City Barbecue's got 5 locations, Downers Grove, Deerfield, Orland Park, Vernon Hills, and Park Ridge, and they are still in operation. And if you donate $5, you also feed a healthcare worker through their restaurants when you go pick up do you have delivery as well? Are you using delivery services?
Yeah. If you go to citybbq.com, we're offering free delivery.
All right, City BBQ. Thank you, sir. Appreciate your time.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me. It was a blast.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun. You did a great job.